In Dawalawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Conservative Party and official oppositions leader Pierre Poilievre held multiple rallies in the Northwest yesterday, finishing a summer tour which had been put on hold due to wildfires. He began his day trip across the Northwest in Smithers before making his way to Terrace for a Bring It Home rally to close the day. Poilievre spoke with CFNR about some issues and policies he feels are important to Canadians.
Pierre Poilievre, leader of Canada's Common Sense Conservatives. The biggest issue in Canada right now is that housing costs have doubled under Trudeau and the NDP. And the reason is that we don't have enough homes. We have the fewest homes per capita of any country in the G7, even though we have the most land to build on. And that's because bureaucracy at all three levels of government slows down construction. My common sense plan is less bureaucracy, more homes. To do that, what I'm going to do is link the number of federal infrastructure dollars that municipalities get from the federal government to the number of homes they allow to get built. I'll require municipalities boost home building by 15% or lose federal grants. Those that beat that 15% target will get a building bonus. I also want to simplify and remove the bureaucracy that stands in the way of First Nations building. When I talk to leaders in First Nations communities, they tell me that they deal with an enormous amount of paperwork and bureaucracy from the federal government to either get approval for housing funding or to get permission to build on their own land, whether it's the ceasing at risk rules or whether it's federal financing rules. There's an overbearing federal interference in First Nations communities that prevents them from building homes that people need. And I take inspiration from the Squamish people who were able to build 6,000 apartment units right on 10 acres of land in the city of Vancouver because they were able to get around all of that bureaucracy. And I know that the challenges are a little different in rural and remote Indigenous communities, but one of the problems is the same, and that is too much bureaucracy in Ottawa getting in the way of First Nations progress in the community. Crazy that in Canada we have so much land, we have so much space. I always say it should be dirt cheap because we have the most dirt built on. You know, we have the second biggest landmass in the world. We have the fourth biggest landmass per capita in the world. So we have the land. We just need to clear the bureaucracy to let builders build.
Healthcare is a huge issue in the North, BC, and the country. Poilievre tells CFNR his plans to make it easier and bring in foreign nurses and doctors.
I've got a really innovative idea on that. We have 20,000 immigrant doctors and 30,000 immigrant nurses blocked from working because they have no way of proving that they're qualified. Now, in the trades, you have the Red Seal. You can take a Red Seal exam to get licensed as a mechanic or an electrician, but there's no equivalent for the professions. I'm going to create one. It's called the Blue Seal. So under my plan, I'll work with the provinces to agree on a common standard and a common exam for every regulated profession, including for doctors and nurses. And that will allow those thousands of immigrant doctors and nurses to take an exam, prove they're qualified, and get licensed and working, particularly in our rural communities.
Poilievre explains his plans for carbon tax and hunting rifles.
My common sense plan would lower income taxes so that people bring home more of each dollar they earn. And hard work actually pays off again in this country. When you raise the cost of energy, you raise the cost of heat, transportation, and ultimately food. Because the food has to be produced by farmers who use fuel and truckers who ship that food. And if you tax the trucker and the farmer, you're taxing the people who buy the groceries. So my common sense plan would axe that tax to lower the cost of heat, gas, and groceries for rural communities right across Canada. I want to protect your hunting rifle. The people, obviously the Indigenous people, have been hunting on these lands for thousands of years, for longer than history. More recent arrivals to the area continue to hunt, and it is not just a recreational pastime, it's sustenance for many rural and remote Canadians. The NDP has voted for Trudeau's ban on hunting rifles, Bill C-21. The Poilievre government will repeal that ban and protect the rights of hunters to continue to keep their rifles, to hunt and to harvest nature for good protein for their families. We're also going to get rid of the carbon tax to lower the cost of gas, heat and groceries for northern communities.
He'll finish up his tour of northern BC with a stop in Kitimat today. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.